Good morning. Good morning, folks. Wonderful, wonderful to see this gathering. Palm Sunday, also recognized as Passion Sunday. Quite a dichotomy there. The hosannas by week's end turned to the jeers, and Jesus was led to the cross of Calvary. So palm and praise, and also the passion of our Lord. We welcome you this morning. I want to make a few editorial comments, and I apologize. I certainly apologize to my typist, because I've got I took a lot of liberties with today to make sure that we had a relaxed time for this cantata. So my apologies for the confusion. I've got my computer's being fixed right now. My son came in last night, and He and April came in from Chicago, and so he's got it upgrading right now, Warren. But my old paradigm, some of them stuck, and I apologize. So let me just very quickly, it's very simple, very simple. If you would please just take a pencil or a pen or make a mental note, there will be no children's sermon, there will be no joys and concerns, and there will be no Holy Communion. And let me repeat those three. It's just those three. There will be for the cantata, to allow plenty of time to and this is a professor. What a beautiful cantata! Thank you, sir. Thank you, and Linda. It's beautiful. And Brother Warren's going to do the introductions as our wonderful narrator. But just three corrections once again. Three corrections: no children's sermon, no joys or concerns, and no Holy Communion. Not this Sunday. Not this Sunday. And if there are any other parish notices come before us, we'll receive those at this time. Any parish notices? Yes, sir, Brother John. I know you got an important one.
Yes, I just want to let everybody know that the pie crust and the pie filling are in the storage room off the social room out there. So if you take a pack of pie crust and a can of filling, that'll do four fruit pies. And we're planning on leaving at 10 o'clock next Sunday to go to the rescue mission. And I want to thank everybody in the church for everything they've had to do with putting this together. It will be a very much appreciated project. Thank you.
God bless you, John Hall. That is fantastic. Thanks to all the wonderful contributors today. I got a cook. I thought I was going to go out and get the filling. You've even got that covered. You're awesome. You are awesome. God bless you all. Any other parish notices? Any other? Yes, Jeannie? Excellent. Excellent, Jeannie. Thank you for your wonderful work with our youth. Any other parish notices to come before us? Palm Passion Sunday. Let's prepare our hearts as we worship the King of Kings.
Thank you.
Thank you, children and youth. Thank you. Let us stand for the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, King of Kings, on this day when you were welcomed as King, we remember that in 1 week's time you were scorned and reviled by the same people who greeted you with shouts of praise and adoration. On this day when you were greeted with hosannas, we remember that your closest followers denied that they knew you and abandoned you as you faced the cross. We are astonished at the complete and utter failure of human love. In light of our failure, however, we are even more astonished that through you, God's love for all humanity is made manifest. Thank you for your amazing grace that we may dwell in your love forever. Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the fallen is wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow
new day and bids us enter the gates of righteousness.
This is the day that God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone of our faith.
Blessed is the one who comes in God's name. Hosanna in the highest.
And now lift up your hearts, your voices on this Palm Sunday to the Lord. 278, Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Take this time to welcome one another in the passing of the peace. Thank you. time, I invite us all to join together in silent prayer. God, that you love us with the love of the cross, the world continues to call foolishness. But for those of us who are being saved by such love, by such a Savior, we see this, Heavenly Father, as your greatest power and your greatest triumph. Oh Lord, continue to triumph over our sins. And continue to live in our hearts and above all things to nourish that love of Jesus, that we as your disciples may share that love with others. Deepen our faith, O Lord, as we lift up from our hearts the prayer that the Savior himself, Jesus, has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I have but one witness to lift up this morning, and I want to turn as a foundation for that witness to the New King James Version, Isaiah 53, the fifth verse, and you know it well. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, we are healed. There's a famous story that is told that took place during the time of Germany's last Kaiser, Kaiser Wilhelm II. Now, the story goes that Wilhelm II went to visit the holy city of Jerusalem. And they say that his entourage was so grand that he had to have the main gate in the old city, which was called the Jaffe Gate, he had to have the gate widened so that his oversized carriage could pass through it. They say he was a Waldensee of earlier day, pompous, self-entitled, and arrogant. When his parade had ended, however, someone had attached a large sign to that Jaffe Gate, and the sign read, "A greater man than Wilhelm once passed through the gate of this city, and he rode on a donkey." Amen. Amen. He rode on a donkey. Not in a Mercedes-Benz, not in a royal carriage, not even an impressive stallion. He rode on a humble donkey. And this is what separates the King of Kings from the royalty of this world. The King of Kings, God in the flesh, visits his creation for a purpose. And humbly, he rode that donkey on that day. And later, in obedience, he continued to journey the Via Dolorosa, the path of suffering. And he did it all for love of you and me. He laid down his life on that old rugged cross. What did he tell us in the Gospel of John? No one took it from me. Make no mistake, I am the good shepherd. No one could take it from me. I laid it down. And he did that for love of you and me, to forgive us of our sins, to wash us clean, that we might have life, that we might have life abundant, that we might have life eternal. Oh, what wondrous love is this! Oh, what a Savior Brother Warren will be introducing the hymns here shortly, and one of the hymns that's lifted up, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Everything we do in response to the one who first loved us. We respond to that love now as we serve the King of Kings through the morning offering. Lord, what you have done for us is marvelous in our eyes, gracious God. Our gifts can never match your goodness toward us, your saving grace, your healing light, your personal sacrifice are so far beyond our imagining. We can only offer ourselves all we have and all we are in response to the coming of Christ Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Receive, O God, our humble service. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you.
Oh, what a Savior we have in Jesus Christ. What a victory we celebrate today. John 1:1 says, He was in the beginning with God, and He was God. Yet He willingly emptied Himself of His glory and took on the nature of a servant to save us. That Sunday, before Passover, crowds welcomed Him to Jerusalem crying, Hosanna! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. For 3 years, Christ's followers had watched Him reaching out to the poor and weak, healing the sick and dying, and even bringing the dead back to life. They heard him speak to a storm and then watched the sea become still. They could recall the wonders of a small lunch, becoming enough food to feed thousands on a hillside. Yet even greater miracles were taking place in the lives of those who were close to him. Peter and Andrew and James and John had simply left their fishing business behind when Jesus said, "Follow me." Matthew, the tax collector, abandoned his books and ledgers to follow a teacher who didn't have a place to lay his head. And Simon the Zealot, who had dedicated himself to overthrowing the government, followed a gentle shepherd who would love and forgive all who came to him. Jesus not only changed their hearts, but with each miracle, each prayer, each parable, and each touch, little by little, he changed every dream and ambition they had cherished. Every encounter, Jesus took broken lives and made them whole. A woman who had exhausted every resource to find a cure for her disease touched his robe and was healed. Another who had searched for love in a half a dozen failed relationships found his forgiveness. And one who was facing death was given new life when Jesus rescued her. Whoever people were, whatever their failures, or dark secrets, when they surrendered to Jesus, they were beautifully transformed by his grace. And that same process is available to each of us. A life of love had led Jesus not to admiration and applause, but to sacrifice and death. This was why he had come, to accept the punishment we deserve. It was not an accidental twist of circumstances or the result of a malicious plot against him. No, Jesus laid down on the cross a willing sacrifice for us. Romans 6:23 says that the wages we earn for our sin is death. It is a debt we have to pay one way or another. And the verse goes on to say that God decided to give us a gift. Instead of death, we can accept the gift of eternal life. This is the world's greatest bargain. We give Jesus our sins, he gives us eternal life. This gift is available to us because Jesus paid the debt for us when he took our sins to the cross.
I hear the Savior say,
Oh, what a Savior Jesus was that day. 2 Corinthians tells us, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Scripture tells us at the sixth hour, that's 12 noon our time, that everything went dark as Jesus hung on the cross. The sun disappeared as he completed the sacrifice and then yielded his life. The women who followed him watched from a distance. We're told that the earth quaked, that the rock split, that the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom, and the soldiers who stood guard at the tomb, at the cross said, truly, this was the Son of God. Two influential and secret followers buried the body. Pilate had a heavy stone rolled across the tomb's entrance and posted a guard. But all that happened before Sunday came. The stone was rolled away, and the women arrived to hear the glorious news.
Thank you.
We have been bought, our freedom purchased with God's grace. Yet there's more to this abundant life we have received. 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay our lives down for our brothers and sisters." The Savior who made our future secure wants to make the life we now live something that brings him honor and glory.
Blessed Savior, to save a poor lost soul like me. Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing, but his hand will lead me safe o'er. Then I'll join the chorus in that bright city. I'll sing of them forevermore.
Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary.
Amen. The story of Easter and the message of every Sunday morning is the tomb is empty. And the testimony of every redeemed soul is this. Number one, God's only Son came to this world and lived a sinless life among men. Number two, he then laid down that life, a perfect atoning sacrifice for our sin. Number three, after that he rose from the grave victorious. How can we help but give him all our worship or do less than offer our praise? Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior he is.
let us bow our heads. Oh, what wondrous love is this, Lord God. Oh, what a Savior. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.